At Solomon Smith Barney, we do business the old-fashioned way, one customer at a time. And so I think we really have to test that advertisement as to its veracity. Everybody needs to make that call, one customer at a time, one person, one call. Be a good customer and call Solomon Smith Barney.
And could you give us that number, please?
That number is 1-800-284-1575. 1-800-284-1575. And insist on speaking to a stockbroker, ask for information about investments, and stay on the phone for 15 minutes. That call will cost Solomon Smith Barney $1.50. It will also tie up the stockbroker, which is really costly because some of them make more than a brain surgeon. Citibank is like a teenager who won't clean up their room. You don't hit them. You don't argue with them. You take away their phone privileges until they grow up and change their behavior. So we're going to help Citibank grow up and be a responsible citizen. And Solomon Smith Barney as well. 1-800-284-1575. Did you write that down? 1-800-284-1575. Try it. You'll like it.
If you have any questions about the program, you can go to www.citibanksucks.org. www.citibanksucks.org.
That's one word, citibanksucks.org.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Mark Kaiser. I'm with Save Our Redwoods. We're a very new organization with a very specific tactic. We want to change the rules of engagement. We're looking at using our technology directly to block or to take away their technology. We're organizing people for what's called a phone blockade against Solomon Smith Barney, which is Citibank stockbrokers. Citibank, their stockbroker, is the one that set up the bond financing for Hurwitz, for Maxam Pacific, to the tune of about $90 million, without which he would not have. I mean, it's a significant factor in that logging. Citibank operates this way globally. They're financing some of the largest plantation owners over in Borneo who have burned 42 million acres of rainforest. The connection we think it's extremely important for people to make is that what drives these corporations is a financial money motive, and what's behind it is investors that are driving this. Now, we have a very simple tactic. If you call the toll-free number for Solomon Smith Barney, and you are on the phone for 15 minutes, you have cost them $1.50 for the phone call. When you call, if you ask to talk to a stockbroker, and you're on the phone for 15 minutes with a stockbroker, you've cost them a bloody fortune. You're having a chat with someone who probably makes more than a brain surgeon. Now, on March 5th, we're getting ready to launch, where our goal is to put 500 people on the phones from 6:30 to 1, Monday through Friday, while they're very busy trading stock. That's enough to start tying up the phones for a whole office full of stockbrokers and disrupt trading. This is a very hard concept for people who don't deal in stocks. It's a totally different world. If you're a big shot investor, say you have $1 million or $2 million invested, if you're half a minute late getting your call in to your personal stockbroker, you could lose everything. Now, by blocking the phones in one office, even for a short period of time, it's going to hit the media. It will hit the financial media, which is instantaneous, global, and not these puff piece reporters in corporate media. This news directly affects investors and could cost them money. And investors all over the world will get this news instantaneously, and they will pay attention to it. If you're a big investor, you would have to have rocks for brains to leave your money or your account with Solomon Smith Barney. The investors are not a group of stupid people. There's a protest on the phones. There's no way for the police to arrest the protesters. They cannot come in and break up the protest. They can't take people's phones away. There's no way for Solomon Smith Barney to answer the phones any faster. They can't even hire an answering service. They are trapped. When an investor calls the broker, they have to get through to their personal broker, not just a secretary. Now, you have to expand your imagination. If we block the phones at one office, say the office in Sacramento, it will make international news, and their entire international phone grid will light up like a Christmas tree. Investors in Sydney, Australia will be on the phone calling the office in Sydney, Australia. First, they'll call to see if they can get a call through to talk to their broker. See, who's going to reassure them? Well, don't worry. I mean, yeah, you may get caught in rolling blackout on the phones, but don't worry. Yeah, investors are going to pull their money. Now, what is hard to imagine if you don't live in the world of big-time investing is how fast money can move. Let me give you one little example. There's a company called Emulex. There was a false report circulated in the morning. Okay, it went out on the international news in the morning that the company was going belly up. Within 3 hours, their stock locked 62 points, which translated to $2.8 billion in value within 3 hours of trading. By noon, the reporters had checked the report, realized it was false, and came back with, well, you know, this is... So, the stock went back up. Now, you must picture what would happen if the news got worse at noon, not better. You cannot believe how quickly and how much and what types of money we're talking about moving. Now, we're talking about chain reaction. We're talking a little meltdown on the phones and what a chain reaction it caused. If you're a stockholder in Citigroup, you take one look at this. Citigroup is sitting on three legs. You've got the Citibank, you've got Travelers Insurance, and you've got Solomon Smith Barney. One leg has just been kicked out from underneath them. You've got clients pulling out en masse from Solomon Smith Barney. They're going to bleed red ink. If you have stock in Citibank, you'll want to dump your stock. You don't want to be involved in this. Now, the stock market is it's something that we all look at. The whole world is just like this. Everybody looks at the same thing. There'll be news of a protesters blocking the phone, a phone blockade that'll hit the news in the morning. Investors are going to look at this, and then they're going to watch that the big ticker tape start to go down.
Okay. So if you're a stockholder out there, this is a tip, I guess, of one way or another. You could get your stock out now while you still got some money in it and go from there. So this has been the financial report from the no-compromise folks out here in the planet. Smith and Barney, do we have a contact number, the 800 numbers that people may need to know in order to actually do this?
I'm so glad you asked. Let me bring up one other little point. It's called, our government is called, it's a misrepresentational form of government. We have elected officials who work 24 hours a day misrepresenting us. Who they are representing is the big corporations that buy and sell them. They do not represent us at all.
Okay. That's sort of like the Miss America contest, but this is called misrepresentation.
Now, Gandhi developed the principle that we should love our enemies and that we should take it upon ourselves to do redemptive suffering to bring them to their senses. He used that tactic. He had a day of prayer fasting, so everybody in India stayed home. Well, in time, the British just packed up and left. Okay, he told them they would. This is redemptive suffering on the part of those who should do the redemptive suffering. Who's responsible for the wrongdoing in our world are investors. We have people who invest in anything, clear-cutting redwoods or slave ships, as long as they make a buck. That's what makes all the corporation go round. This is a way to directly punish and bring investors to their senses. You invest in this kind of stuff, and we'll block your phones. We'll take away your phone privileges, and you could lose a great deal of money. Now, I know that clear-cutting redwoods and these type of things don't touch your soul, but money does. And here's a way of making the people who did this pay for it financially. In a very nonviolent, peaceful, and a way where we don't do the suffering, you stay at home or at the office.
Or a pay phone down the corner. Is that
on your cell phone in the car? All you have to do is call. The first 500 people who call have a challenge. That challenge is to call, talk to a stockbroker. You got to do some talking. Ask them some questions about investing, okay? Now, you must understand that once it starts, it gets easier. Once the lines heat up, when you call, you'll be put on hold, and you'll listen to some music. You must remember that an investor that has $2, $3, $5 million invested here is listening to music, too. Okay. Now, turnabout's fair pay. Now, the next thing that'll happen, when we have arrived, you will call and get a busy signal. Okay. When you get a busy signal, you let it ring, and it will automatically disconnect in about 4 minutes, and then you just press your redial button. The only way you could hurt yourself is if you sprained your finger pressing your redial button, and we'll have medics standing by. Don't worry, okay? This time, they will do the suffering. I know this is hard to picture. This is like trying to explain, take us back to 1940 and trying to explain the atomic bomb. Well, it's this big, and it's a bomb, okay? And it has a chain reaction. Okay, what we're talking about is the chain reaction. We're not the ones that are going to jam and block the phones. Investors are going to block the phones for us. They're going to turn against Citibank. Now, the rules of engagement. First of all, we must understand that we are at war. Citibank is the enemy. We are going to cut their lines of communication. We are going to turn. We're going to divide and conquer. We're going to turn their own investors against them, and their own investors will tear them to pieces. Their own investors are folks without mercy. If they're losing money, their heart is not with Citibank. Trust me on this. Now, some people...
Could you give us the numbers, and give us the numbers throughout the rest of the talk every couple minutes so we can people can start focusing on these numbers. Okay, if you haven't got a pencil, get one, take a deep breath, and realize that the paradigm shift is about to engage.
The number is 1-800-284-1575. Our website is called citibanksucks.org. So it's easy to direct to get to that, yeah.
I would imagine the first call that will happen is that they'll change the phone number. Do we have an access to other phone numbers?
Now, here again, we're talking about living in two different worlds. We don't live in the world that they live in. The world of big corporations, they spent billions of dollars running full-page ads in the New York Times, building a clientele around this number. Were they to change that number, they've got to inform all of their clients, which could cost them $1 billion. It also raises the question in the media, well, why are you changing your phone number? See, you don't, it's not a personal account. You don't just change your phone number. Okay. Now, secondly... The first 500 people are being directed to call and block the 800 number. The second 1 to 200 people in every city are going to be organized to call the local numbers for each stockbroker. Now, you take 100 people and you start calling the first stockbroker until the phone is busy, and then you call the second stockbroker, the third, on down. So you've tied up both their long distance and their local phone numbers at one office.
And how do the local people come to know what their local Smith & Barney?
Solomon
Smith & Barney local investor number is?
Let me comment on the name. It's a stupid little name for a huge, unbelievably huge, giant stock brokerage firm. Okay. Now, when you call the toll-free number and you ask to talk to a stockbroker, you make a connection with a stockbroker, and you want to develop a personal relationship. You want the name, his name, and his phone numbers. So the next time when you call, you talk to your personal stockbroker. Okay, he's your personal educator. Okay, there's no limit to how much information you may need to know about investing.
So we should say, like, I'm calling and you're my new stockbroker. This is an experimental call, folks. And I'm calling and I'm saying, I have my mother just died and she's left me with a large amount of money. And I'm looking to figure out how I'm going to actually make my money grow. And so I heard that you were a great resource for this kind of information.
Yeah, we'll be glad to take your money.
As we're a little bit unsure about this, and I have to make a few comments. I have to talk with my other brothers and sisters about all of this, and we want to get all this lined up real quick. Maybe I could get another phone number that I could get to you a little bit more directly?
Sure. I wish I had the card. It's Patrick McLaughlin. I'm a senior vice president at the Solomon Smith Barney in Sacramento, and I have two phone numbers. Let me just give you those to you, okay? So you can reach me anytime. I'm a little busy, you know, but the company has set a company policy that I have to be nice to everybody. So I'm going to be Mr. Sunshine when you call.
Okay, and that number once again, folks, is 1-800-284-1575. That's 1-800-284-1575. And the website, once again, is?
CitibankSucks.org. I know it's a little subtle. We've had no one ask us where we stand on the issue. There is another point that I would like to bring up. A question I get asked very often is, this is too good, it must be illegal. Solomon Smith Barney takes out full-page ads in the New York Times on a regular basis, begging you to call and get information. So we are calling for information, and we're doing exactly what they told us to do. Now, if they have a problem answering their phones, I've assured them that I'm not going to come over and answer their phones for them. That is their problem. That as long as we stick to that game plan very carefully, then we're doing what we're told to do. Okay, they're in a very difficult position to say, well, you know, we spent $1 billion advertising telling you to call, but we really didn't want you to call. Okay. So, no, it's not basically illegal. I had one person say, well, you know, they will seek legal recourse, and I personally welcome them to do that. This works in reverse. Everything they do is going to be disastrous. A court case, and I would love one, first of all, their best is to sue me for costing them billions of dollars. Okay, and I'm going to accept full responsibility for that, and I want to assure you that I'm going to pay you $20 a month. Okay, I personally want to assure you that I believe what you're doing is evil. I believe non-cooperation with evil is a duty, and that it is a goal of mine to preach disaffection. Okay, and if I've cost you any money, I want you to assure you that that is my purpose and intent. Secondly, there's no way for them to arrest people. The only legal stand they have is harassment. Now, which is a very interesting concept. See, if you call someone and like a lawyer calls you, that's not harassment. If you've ever been called by a lawyer and had talked to a lawyer on the phone, you know, no, that's not harassment, but if you call the lawyer and complain, then that's harassment. That is a concept that doesn't work here because you're calling to get information. The reality is that these guys work in a pressure cooker. Once this starts, this is going to be a living hell for them. They'll have a phone that's all lit up. They'll call. There's an investor who's pissed off at them. Won't believe a word he's saying, cancel his account. Next, he'll talk to a tree hugger. He'll get upset at the tree hugger and hang up. The tree hugger will press the redial button. You call the first time to get information. If you call and they hang up on you, then you call again, and you feel free to express yourself. Okay? You won't have to worry about what to say or anything else. It'll come to you. Like, you SOB, don't you hang up on me. People will be back on that redial button. It is just going to be a living hell for these guys. It's not a pretty picture.
Well, I like the phrase, if you can't dance to it, it's not my revolution. So I think, you know, we pick up the beat a little bit and be, like they say, be upbeat. And once again, that number to call is 1-800-284-1575. And do we see the lights lit up? Oh, yes. Okay, folks. Yes, this is like your pledge drive. Pretend like this is NPR, No Problem Radio. Yes, and something like that, you know. And we're out here soliciting democratic involvement, democracy mandates involvement. Once again, 1-800-284-1575. If you have any questions, you can go to
citibanksucks.org.
Okay, folks, I think that's it. Is there anything else that you would like to add to that?
A question I've been struggling with to help people understand is, and it's a Christian concept, of loving your enemies. We've missed the point. We ignore our enemies. First of all, we don't really understand who our enemies are, and then we ignore them. That's not love. That's not dealing with this. These investors and big banks like Citibank that finance all of the damaging things in our environment and in our lives, they're our enemy. Okay, and that we are responsible for them and for their acts. Even though we've disassociated, we don't like their acts, but we've disassociated ourselves from that process. I am absolutely, totally amazed at how adept we are, the movement, progressive people, are at using all this technology, the web and everything else, to organize a whole group of people to go throw a rock through the window. I mean, isn't it absolutely amazing? We've got the blast facts, and we've got the streaming media, and we've got list servers that won't stop. You name it, we've got it. High tech to organize the most low tech, stuck in the mud. You do the same thing over again, expecting different results, without looking at, wait a minute, we've got all this technology. Picture how utterly inexpensive it is to organize people to call Citibank. I mean, a small number could call and block the phones, make international news, and then invite everybody to email. Say, once we have a large audience, they can use that little email thing to send emails, a lot of them, okay, from all over the world. And you just picture what that's going to do to those websites. I mean, it's time we looked at our technology and what we have. We don't have to travel. We don't have the logistics of putting 10,000 people down in L.A. What the money and the effort and time it takes to do that? No. Okay. We the logistics of a blockade on their phone are really amazingly simple and very, very inexpensive, which is an absolute wonderful thing because our side's the one without any money.
Okay, that's 1-800-284-1575 or
citibanksucks.org.
Okay, citibanksucks.org. Okay, well, thanks a whole lot for talking to us and hanging out here with the trees, because what part of what is being communicated is survival of all the different species of the world that we are a part of. And we take this idea originated from the Earth, the center of the Earth. What folks can do, democracy, I think that's the word we're looking at, the demon cry. We want to hear the demon cry.
The idea is one person, one call. At Solomon Smith Barney, we do business the old-fashioned way, one customer at a time. And so I think we really have to test that advertisement as to its veracity. Everybody needs to make that call. Be a good customer and call Solomon Smith Barney. 1-800-284-1575. 1-800-284-1575, and insist on speaking to a stockbroker, ask for information about investments, and stay on the phone for 15 minutes. Call and try it. You'll like it. So we're going to help Citibank grow up and be a responsible citizen. And Solomon Smith Barney as well. 1-800-284-1575. Did you write that down? 1-800-284-1575.
And this has been a Radioactive production. If you have any questions about the program that you just heard, you can go to www.citibanksucks.org. www.citibanksucks.org.
That's one word, citibanksucks.org.
And thanks for listening.